Oasis Audio presents A Cousin's Prayer by Wanda Brunstetter. Read for you by Jill Schellebarger. Prologue. Katie Miller's stomach churned as she read the letter she'd just received from her cousin Lorraine. Dear Katie, Wayne and I will be getting married the last Thursday of April. I'd like you to be one of my attendants. Katie's heart pounded. There was no way she could go to her cousin's wedding, much less be one of her attendants. "Who's the letter from?" Katie's grandmother asked, taking a seat on the porch swing beside Katie.
"Lorraine, she's getting married in April, and she wants me to be one of her attendants."
Katie almost choked on the words.
"That's wunderbar. I'm sure you're looking forward to going."
Katie shook her head.
"I don't want to go."
"Think how disappointed Lorraine would be if you weren't at her wedding."
Katie's gaze dropped to the floor.
"I can't go back to Indiana, Grammy."
"Lorraine and Wayne have been through so much. Don't you want to be there to share in their joy?"
Katie shivered, despite the warm Florida breeze. If Timothy hadn't been killed on their way to Hershey Park last fall, she'd be planning her own wedding right now.
"Katie, did you hear what I said?"
Katie nodded, hoping she wouldn't give in to the tears pushing against her eyelids.
"If I hadn't freaked out about a bee in the van, Timothy, Paul, and Raymond would still be alive."
Katie drew in a shaky breath.
"Jolene wouldn't have lost her hearing either, and Wayne would still have both of his legs."
"You're not to blame."